You're listening to Family Business with Daphne. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show that inspires and encourages you to do more and be more by taking your financial destiny into your own hands and becoming entrepreneurs and launching ventures together. It's pretty amazing. I've heard from many of you. I love feedback, by the way. Never be afraid or timid about giving me feedback. And they've all been positive. I've heard from families who are saying, okay, we got this. We're going to try it. We may not try it tomorrow, Daphne, but we're going to try it. We're working on it. It's the 2015 plan. Some of you are jumping in as solo entrepreneurs and you're just going to try to build something up and prove to your family, yes, it can be done, and bring them on afterwards. And others of you are taking this message in your communities and saying, hey, let's look at this as a community development tool, entrepreneurship and family business. So I'm so honored to be talking to and motivating an international audience on this topic, one of my most favorite topics, family business. Now, why? Why do I do this week in and week out? Because obviously I'm not busy, right? That is not the case. For some of you, you know my wake up time is 2:30. I think I've even started this 2:30 a.m. movement. It might be only 10 of us so far, but I can see it. I can see it. But why do I do this? Really, what I'm about at the end of the day is trying to do whatever I can to help alleviate poverty. I have seen so many challenges, struggles, diseases, issues, everything come out of poverty. And family business and entrepreneurship is, I believe, in my biased opinion, the way to solve this. We don't have to wait for others, people. We can get to business, get to our own business, mind our own business, as the Apostle Paul said, right? That's the whole point of this show. I want to hopefully instigate. That's what I said. Instigate. Don't just listen to the show. Let's do something about it. Instigate you and your family on this path of entrepreneurship. To learn more about me, don't forget to check out my blog at daphnemallory.blogspot.com. That's daphnemallory.blogspot.com. I get to write nationally on this topic for Entrepreneur Magazine, the Huffington Post. I get to write locally for the Idaho Family Magazine. I also have a senior living column in Times News Magic Valley. So I do a lot of writing. In fact, I've actually been picked up and are building relationships with various news media outlets throughout Africa, which is very exciting. But you can just go and find out all about that on my blog. Also go to my Facebook and like my page, Daphne Mallory ESQ. Don't forget the ESQ, because apparently there are a few Daphne Mallorys out there. Now, this show, hopefully, in addition to inspiring you and motivating you, I really want it to be cutting edge. I want you to be the first to know. And that's kind of like my trade secret. I tend to be ahead of the curve. And so today, I want to highlight an opportunity that you really need to be thinking about, both as an entrepreneur and as a family business owner. What is it? The entertainment industry. If you have kept up with anything that is going on in the world of entertainment, you will notice there is a vacuum. Many of the quote-unquote greats are moving on, retiring, shifting gears. Unfortunately, some have passed. But it's leaving this vacuum, this great opportunity for entrepreneurs and family businesses to rush in. So I want to alert you to that and dedicate today's show to talking about, well, what are these opportunities? What can we do? And, you know, is this only for one country? Absolutely not. Did you know that according to a study, the global entertainment industry, listen carefully, the global entertainment industry is poised to top $2 trillion in 2016. That number was $2 trillion in 2016 due to services like Netflix and Hulu and Amazon. All of these new ways of delivering entertainment to our mobile devices, etc., they're in need of content. They need content creators. They need people like you and I to jump in as entrepreneurs and family businesses. And I can't think of a better way to approach the entertainment industry than through family business. And so I really, really want to hone in on that today. Now, before you think, oh, she must be talking about the US, note I said the global entertainment industry is poised to top $2 trillion in 2016. So what are some major markets that this might be taking place in? In addition to the US, you've got China. Do I need to say India? Do we not know what's happening with the Indian entertainment industry? We can think of countries around the world, Russia, on and on. All of these countries, all of these places around the world are open game for the entertainment industry. All you need is an idea, a plan, and to build up your family business in such a way that you can execute your idea and dominate a niche in the entertainment industry. I'm so excited about that. This used to be primarily what I used to do back in the day as an entertainment attorney. Used to represent recording artists and shop them to record labels. Shop them means they would have a demo or an album recorded and they were looking to link up with a major label either for distribution or to be signed on as a new artist. And I would be the one to whisk them into a meeting with an exec and play their stuff and then try to pitch and say, hey, this is why you need this person. And set them up for success as well. You know, you can't just walk into a record label. You need a platform. You need to prove X, Y, Z. And so was able to consult and advise people on that. And so I love the entertainment industry. I've been covered in Billboard magazine and I've created things in the past as an entrepreneur, not just as an attorney, that were specific to the entertainment industry. So I'm very excited, obviously, about this topic today. And I want to encourage you to jump in. You don't have to be the entertainer to reap the benefits from an entertainment industry. You don't even have to have the background and you don't even have to have a passion specifically for the entertainment industry. Can we say technology? The entertainment industry and technology and what's going on in the tech world, it's like a hand in hand now. You can't really separate the two. So if you're an engineer, you have a passion for apps, or if you have a passion for technology, computer programming, don't shut your ears to the entertainment industry. Keep listening. Find a way to offer your services to this industry because this is where it's at. $2 trillion globally. Hello. So that's the entertainment industry. Let's delve into this a lot more. So what are my options, Daphne, in the entertainment industry? What could this possibly look like? All right. Well, the entertainment industry is a group of sub-industries, right? So you've got music, obviously. You've got theater, film. But you also have, not so obvious, or maybe it's not top of mind, fine art, dance, literary publishing, television, radio, gaming. Okay? All of you aspiring family business owners with young children and teens and young adults who spend a lot of time gaming, say, hey, if you want to play a game, go find a business plan around that game and tell me how to get this to the mass market, and then I'll let you play. You know, don't quench all of that spirit, although probably most of it, but not all of it. Use some of it as an opportunity to say, all right, if you want to continue this, as long as it's appropriate, otherwise, give me a business plan. Show me how this works. How did this come to the market? How did this come to be? And I'm sure every child listening is like, yes, I love this woman. Okay, so those are some sectors of the entertainment industry. So what came to mind when I set that list? Music. Did your heart race? Television? Was it radio? Was it gaming? Was it film? animation. I hope I did not leave out animation. I am a huge fan of animation, appropriate animation, and really enjoyed that. In fact, my daughter, Sabia, has a passion for developing films that are specifically and primarily animation. So we are an animation-loving family because that's also the industry that her heart is in, that she wants to pursue. And so what tugged at your heart? What when did the light bulb go off for you in your mind when you heard a category? Write that down. Don't forget that. Those are all options. Can we say networks? Can you see your family owning a cable network, an online network, a radio network, a music network? Why not? Do you have access to the internet? Hello, you can do a network tomorrow if you wanted to. And yes, you can make it profitable. Yes, you can make money from it. Yes, you could be the one controlling a cable channel. You can be the one controlling a successful online channel. Think big. Family business is all about thinking big. So let's jump into a couple of things and let's see what this would look like. A lot of family businesses are so creative, and many of you produce your own music. And I just think it's lovely. I've had the privilege of listening to some of your records. You shared links with me. And just it's just been all hobby, right? But I can tell, I can sniff out that really the hobby as well. I don't really see that I can make money from it, so I'll call it a hobby. But really, it is your dream. So don't give up on your dream. Don't think that it can't happen. What you need is a plan, a know-how, and connections. I get that. You definitely need connections. And we'll talk about networking in future dates. But what if you started as an entertainment company? Again, today's show is about inspiring you, generating some ideas in this $2 trillion global entertainment industry that we're embarking upon. Music label. Produce your own music for sale. Yes. Why not? Is there money to be made? Absolutely. Now, here's the thing. You can absolutely, depending on where in the world you live, you can absolutely produce CDs and do very well because of where you live. CDs are still in. You go to the back of the room at the end of your concerts and you sell your CDs, or you're invited to engagements and you sell your CDs, or you ship them off. Yes, there are some places in the world where that is absolutely feasible and great and cost effective. Okay, that's what I'm really getting at, cost effective. But there are so many other ways, especially in the digital realm. You absolutely should be thinking about digital music. Get your album on Spotify, Pandora, release it online through SoundCloud and on your own website and kickstart that next album and get the money raised and release it digitally. Digital music has just opened up the market if you know how to market, key, and if you know how to sell, for many families who otherwise would have said, this is not really cost effective. Don't really want to fill up the garage or under my bed or the basement with CDs that, you know, I can't sell. So, a record label. When I used to consult with artists in the entertainment industry, ironically, I would always steer them away from signing to a major record label. Now, don't get mad at me. I have some peers who are execs of major record labels, okay? So please do not get mad at me. But as an attorney, I saw the contracts and I did see that they were somewhat one-sided, not leaning towards the artist. So I would always try to encourage them to take the entrepreneurial route and launch their own indie labels. I still believe that to this day. And for some of them, if they would have listened to me and built up a platform all this time in an audience, my goodness, they would have just been ultra successful. But I understand that some of them thought, no, no, the only thing I can do is sign to a major record label. Now, don't let that be you. What are you waiting for? You just heard that stat, okay, about the global entertainment industry. Stop waiting. Produce your music. Get it out there. You've got all of these amazing channels now, just wide open, used, by the way, by major record label. Why are there several major record labels on YouTube with channels solely dedicated to showing their music videos for free? Why? Because that's where it's at. Digital is where it's at. So, music entrepreneur and family business owner, jump in. Learn how to build a successful record label. Know how to put music together put together on tracks that you can then release through these channels. Network with your sound engineers, your recording studios, your this, your that. Get a marketing plan in place, because a marketing plan is really probably 60 to 70% of what you need. A good solid one that's really going to work so that the audience can be primed and ready to buy your music and get out there. Release a single. Hey, I challenge you, and I want you to send it to me when you do this, okay? I know you're listening out there. I can feel you. I challenge you to release a single within the next 3 months, and you send me that link to your music and said, okay, Daphne, I took your challenge. Here is our single, Family Business. We are in this. Here we go. Send it to me, okay? Check out my blog, daphnemallory.blogspot.com, to contact me, or contact me on Facebook at daphne.mallory.esq. Okay? Music fans, now, for those of you who are not the musicians, but you see an opportunity to support musicians with your family business, whether that's doing the marketing that they cannot do, whether it's doing music promotions that they cannot do, whether it's being their managers, whether it's building the technology necessary to really accompany their music. Perhaps it's being the music video producers. Hello. We need those. We still need those, right? On and on and on. Perhaps you love music, but you're not the one out there singing, but you want to support them. Figure out that family business idea and go for it. All right. So the non-music people are going, well, what about us? What about us? So let me address some other areas of the music industry. What about film? Film. What? Us? Family? We're entrepreneurs? What do you mean, Phil? We don't have big budgets. We cannot do film. Of course you can. You can absolutely produce a film. Now, there's a pathway to this. You're not going to wake up tomorrow with your film ready to go. You need to study the industry. You need to study the steps. Get a hold of some great resources on how to produce films. But absolutely you can be a family of filmmakers. Why not? And if it's not the type of film, or if you don't have the connections in place to really go big with a film, crowdfund it. Go to Indigo, go to Kickstarter, go to all of these amazing crowdfunding platforms. Lay out the vision with video. Okay, whatever crowdfunding project you're going to do, please have it be accompanied by a video. I just believe that you will increase your efforts to raise funds that much more if you have a video to go with it. Even if it's just you sitting there talking with your family, hey, this is a film we want to produce. But hopefully you'll do a little bit better than that. But crowdfund the thing. Go ahead. Get it out there. Learn what it is to produce a film. Enter films into existing contests and film festivals so you can get recognitions and grow your contacts. There are niche films that need to be produced, okay? There are films that are not being produced around certain subject matter whether it's for television. Did you know that there are films that get produced for television? Okay, so whether it's for that or released, you know, straight to DVD or to be released on one of these other platforms such as Amazon, etc., there are niche film opportunities. Now, let me take a moment for all of my family peeps, family business peeps around the world. You would be amazed at the hunger on both sides for cultural films. There are people in the West who miss their home country or are just globally minded and want to expose themselves and their families to new things, who want films from other places in the world, who don't want to just watch the same characters over and over and over again. There is a general thirst I have found for cultural enrichment. And I can't really think of a better vehicle for that than entertainment. So if you are over there somewhere, wherever it is, somewhere not where you are, do you think that someone else on the other side of the world might have a thirst to learn more about your culture? And might you be able to satisfy that thirst through great entertainment based and centered around your culture? Think about that. Think about it not just for entertainment's sake, but also for, I guess, what you would call edutainment, combining education and entertainment, specifically producing films to educate others about your culture, about your country, about your unique circumstances, about your city. Hey, even within the United States, there could be a lot more education about this is what's really going on in our city, in our town. And that could be done through documentary filmmaking and other sorts of filmmaking. So I don't want you to not think global. If you're in my listening audience, which you are because you're listening, and I'm very thankful to have you, I want you to think big and I want you to think global. I do not want you to limit yourself or your family in any way. The world, period, needs you. So as you're thinking about this topic of entertainment or any other topic you hear me address on the show, yes, you will have a community focus because you know I am very much pro and for community development. Yes, but I want you to also think big and think global. You're here to serve the world and you will be rewarded monetarily for doing so. So, documentary filmmaker who might be in a poor country in Africa, I'm from one of the poorest countries, Liberia, and you might be thinking, okay, so I have a film here and it's profiling Liberia. Okay, well, I don't think other Liberians are right now are in a position to really make this profitable for me. What do I do? I want you to think not just within Liberia. I want you to think beyond Liberia. Because other people in other parts of the world may want to learn more about Liberia, including Liberians who live elsewhere. So that's an example of what I'm talking about. So yes, you're going to have to do your homework. How do I get this distributed? How do I get on one of these digital distribution channels? Or if I need to do CDs and get mass duplication done elsewhere, well, how do I do that? What film festivals are available for me to enter into so I can get more exposure and get further financed? On and on and on. This is like any other industry. You will have to do your homework, but do your homework. I'm telling you, it is profitable and it is timely. And this is the time. If entertainment is really what you want to focus on, do not delay any further. This would be the time to start building that up. Well, what about, so I've talked about film, I've talked about music. What about television? Now, television excites me. Television? People still have televisions? How does that work, right? Television is very exciting to me. In fact, I'm definitely segueing more into television more than anything else these days, in addition to radio, and I still write. But really, if you would look at my family business, I would definitely say keep a lookout for me in television, and more on that later. But what an opportunity to produce great content, because guess what? The television networks, they need you. They absolutely do. They need us. They need great content creators. They need great producers. They need great hosts. I mean, think about it. There have been entertainment shows specifically developed around families. So not only are family businesses behind the scenes, but they're actually the subject of television. So why shouldn't that be your family if you have an interest in television? What would that look like? Well, we talked about documentary filmmaking, and so you can definitely transfer that to television. They air documentaries on television. But in addition to that, you have so many other opportunities. Let's say, for instance, and I've met quite a few of these families. If you're a family who loves to travel, right? You're always traveling, and you all get together and you just do this once a year, and you even film yourself along the way, and you love stopping in different cities and towns and different things. That's a TV show. Now, you may have difficulty in selling it initially, but think of all of the television shows centered around what I just said. Family, travel, follow. Many, right? You see it online for television networks online. You see it on traditional television. People are interested in stories. And as I've always said, no matter what industry you're in, because you are a family business, people are interested in the story of your family. So when you can in any way showcase that on camera for television, and if you're interesting, you would be amazed what that will do for your family business. People love to watch that for a number of reasons. You know, they're not connected to their own family. They may be far away from their own family. They may just love family, so they love to watch other families. The reasons go on and on. Your family, ironically, and I say that again, ironically, because I know those of you are like, oh my goodness, I cannot work with my family. Must I? Yes. Your family is your light. It's your competitive advantage. Now, okay, for those of you who just, let me just make sure you heard what I said. Your family is your light, not your savior. I said your light, meaning if you have opportunities to showcase your family, that will distinguish you from your competition, from other television hosts and from other television casts and characters who are just, okay, there's that person. But wait a minute, who's this family? There's like a bunch of them. And we're watching them interact, and we're watching their ups and downs and their passions and their conflicts. All of this makes for great television. And that's why you will see, mark my words, continuously more families being profiled on television more than ever. Well, when we come back from break, I'm going to touch upon this a little bit more and continue to kind of set this vision for your family business entering this arena of the entertainment industry. Do not let this one pass you. It is about to get even bigger, and you absolutely should be a part of it. So we'll talk more about family businesses in the entertainment industry on the other side. You're listening to Family Business with Daphne.
I'm Gerald McRaney. Is there anything you wouldn't do to live longer or feel better? Would you make a few simple changes in your lifestyle if you knew it could save your life? Take cholesterol. A high blood cholesterol level can cause strokes and serious heart disease, but exercise and simple changes in your diet can reduce cholesterol and make you feel better.
For your free booklet, visit the Will Rogers Institute at wrinstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575 and find us on Facebook and Twitter. The Will Rogers Institute, since 1936.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Do you suffer from the heartbreak of brain rot? Feeling bored, sluggish, listless, not had a new idea in days? Using electronic gizmos without a clue why they work? Now there's help. Ham Radio. Guaranteed to stimulate your corroding neurons and open a whole new world of excitement. To learn more about Ham Radio, go to helloradio.org.
Side effects of Ham Radio usage include mental stimulation, desire for education, new career paths, understanding of technology, and cases of addiction have been reported. If you experience any of these symptoms, you're welcome.
Ham Radio. It's not your granddaddy's radio anymore.
Hey, there's my son.
Hey, Dad.
What's wrong with your voice?
There is nothing wrong with my voice.
Well, it's just sort of...
Hello, Dad.
Susan? Guys, I think it's about time to get in the car and maybe see some green things.
What are these green things you speak of?
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Family Business with Daphne. We are talking today about the entertainment industry, the explosive entertainment industry, the $2 trillion global entertainment industry that your family should jump in if that is your calling, if that is what you desire to do. Now, let me kind of give you an example of a successful family. I mean, there are many, of course, but here's an example that I thought was interesting about a family business that pursued this route. I got this from Wikipedia today because I wanted to get all of the facts correct. The Bible. Remember before the break, we were talking about television, and that has not gone away, and that there's an opportunity for family business owners. Well, the Bible is a television miniseries, and it was based on, well, the Bible. It was produced by Roma Downey and Mark Burnett, who happened to be married, husband and wife team. It was broadcast weekly between March 3rd and March 31st of 2013. On the History Channel, and it has since been adapted for release to theaters as a feature film, okay, and that was part of the 2014 American epic biblical drama, Son of God. So here's this husband and wife team, family business, entertainment, produce The Bible, this miniseries. Well, I don't know. Do you think it did well? You think television still matters? You think there's still an opportunity for entrepreneurs to jump in? Well, the first episode of the miniseries was seen by 13.1 million viewers. 13.1 million viewers. It was the largest cable television audience of 2013 to date. Now, the second installment continued to deliver blockbuster ratings for the network, attracting 10.8 million viewers. And the third installment on March 17th, 2013, was once again the number one show on all of Sunday night television with 10.9 million total viewers. So in addition to that, the series garnered 4.2 million adults, okay, with subsequent airings. It went on, the series, The Bible, to receive 3 Emmy Award nominations for Best miniseries in sound editing and sound mixing. Okay. Well, you have this family, business, husband and wife team in the entertainment industry produce a miniseries for television. And they, with their miniseries on a topic that, hey, you may not think that would ever achieve number one status, blows it out of the water and becomes the number one show. So, what's your dream? What are your wacky ideas that people are telling you, can't be done. That's not really going to make it on TV. No network is going to go for that. The Bible on network television, please. No. We're in a world of reality series, which this is a reality series, but you know, the regular reality series. And people are not really into that spiritual stuff. No. What wacky idea do you have? Go do it, is what I say. Forget the naysayers. Surround yourself by people who will encourage you, who will tell you the truth, but encourage you to pursue your dream. So that's an example of a family business in the television industry. And then the other side of that, you've got Comcast's founding family. They still have amazing influence over that channel and over that network. And it's one of the most powerful, I would say, media entities. Absolutely. It's a cable network and channel and system. And that's by a founding family. Why can't that be you? Why can't you go on to launch your own network? You have everything accessible to you now to do that. Did you know that? Did you know that you or I could go online and launch a television network? I think I'll let that be your homework. But you can also contact me if you get stuck. But you have to do some research first before you contact me now. You have to do your homework. So yes, television still matters. Television still has an opportunity for producers, for stars, for cast members, for sound engineers, on and on and on. And if that's something that your family has thought about, has desired about, you know, you're entertained by it a lot, and you say, hey, oh, we could do better than that. Oh, we love Duck Dynasty, but imagine our family. Can you imagine if someone, you know, showcased our daily life? Oh, my goodness. Or, you know, we have overcome so much as a family. I wonder if we could share this with other families through television as a platform. Why not? So that's music. That's film. That's gaming. Now, I didn't get into gaming. Oh, yes, I did get into gaming. That's right. So make those young adults and others who enjoy their games say, okay, go get me a business plan. Show me how it works. Get it to mass market or prototype before you can do any more of this. Radio, what you're listening to. Now, radio is changing. But at the same time, for some of you, because I have a global audience and I love all of you, you're in some countries where it's still traditional radio. It's AM and FM, and they need content. Well, why not become that radio producing family or that radio broadcast family owning the station? Why not? So those are two ways you can approach that. You could provide the content that's needed, or you could own the station. You could buy a station. Absolutely. Now, of course, the way that you make money off of radio is through several channels, the primary being through selling advertising. You can also get sponsorships. Some of your radio hosts would be willing to pay for airtime. There are many different models. Do your research. Figure out what works for you. Maybe you want to use, just as I have a desire to use television and radio as a platform to promote entrepreneurship and family business so that at the end of the day, we could really help to alleviate poverty and uplift those around us in our communities. And maybe you want to use your radio for that or something similar. Why not? Get a radio station, online or terrestrial or local. Terrestrial? Go look that up. But I want to encourage you to think beyond the fact that you are limited to a country, because you're not. For instance, some of my U.S. friends who are very, very passionate about radio broadcasting and see no way in the U.S. market, right? Everything is locked up and you have to be a celebrity or it's very difficult, you know, on and on and on. Whatever the complaints are, right? And you're like, okay, so I give up. I say, no, don't say I'll give up. Think, well, how can I do this in another country? Can I license and build up stations in other countries? Our little family? Yes, absolutely you can. And I encourage you to look into it. And then there's always the online and digital options as well. So again, you're either creating the content or you're broadcasting the content. Or perhaps you're supporting it through advertising. You know, that's a family business in and of itself. Look into media buying. Look into advertising in the radio industry. Perhaps you like to sell, sell, sell. And you know you could, you know, sell all of those spots for the radio station. You don't have to be employed by a radio station to do that. You can do that as a business, as an entrepreneur. So if that's your thing, because again, you have the same goals, everything I just said for radio, but you don't want to be the creative talent or you don't want the headaches of actually being a broadcaster and dealing with the legalese and all this stuff that you have to deal with as a radio broadcaster, maybe you say, hey, I want to support this by making sure that the station can stay on air. So I'll go into advertising or media buying. Look into those outlets. I mean, there's so many possibilities. What I'm hoping that you're getting more than anything else is the sense of, wow, you mean I've been thinking about entertainment and the entertainment industry, but I thought that, I don't know, it was too locked up and we couldn't do it, or I couldn't do it with my family, or you have to just be the one seeking to be famous to really make it happen, or you have to go work for one of these large companies. Mm-mm. Not at all. Now, what about you dancers out there? Yeah, I've talked about film and gaming and music and radio, television. What about the artists? I hope I haven't made you feel like there isn't an opportunity for you, because there is. You know, the best artists are often the best entrepreneurs as well. You can have a family of creatives. You can have a few select family members up front with everyone else behind the scenes managing it and holding everything all together. So what about dance? Hey, why not do a dance studio? Why not do clothing line and gears that pertains to dancers and sell attire, etc.? You can do that as a family business. Of course you can. You can open up multiple studios. You can even make it a franchise. Uh-oh, thinking big now. Absolutely. You could design courses, video courses that you sell and mass market through, again, Amazon. Can you tell I'm kind of an Amazon fan? But there are some other outlets as well. So think about dance if that is your thing. For example, when I was in college, when I went to Brown, the way that I lost a lot of weight on campus was I took a lot of West African dance. I loved it. Loved the drumming. Loved just getting in shape that way. This was way before Zumba. Well, not too way. We'll just say way before Zumba, right? So why not create video around your passion for dance? They could be instructional video. They could be facilities. You know, if you don't want to do videos, if your emphasis is not the you being the dancer, but you want to allow that for others and have places, yeah, do studios, do facilities, etc. There are many ways to go about this and to leverage technology. Hey, I would love to like pop up a mobile app today. Okay, someone's listening to this and you're going to go, bing, I'm doing this idea. This is my gift to the world, okay? I would love to get a mobile app of West African dance moves that I could do that are intense enough to make me sweat. And I could do like 5 minutes through my little app on my phone, 5 minutes a day, just working out with a drummer in the background and boom, here I'm going and I'm working up that sweat for 5 minutes and I'm done. There you go. Think big. There are many ideas. Now, I was teasing when I said, there's my idea. Go ahead and take it. I really hope someone will take it because I don't have a scarcity or scarcity, depending on what accent I'm going to do today. I don't have a scarcity mindset. I don't believe that, you know, if I don't grab onto things and be stingy, that nothing will be available to me. No, no, no. No. There's so much abundance. There's so much abundance. And what we have to do is to understand that there are many opportunities and possibilities, but the best opportunity and possibility is what I believe God has given to me. So I'm staying in my lane. So today, as far as I understand it, it's not a West African dance mobile app, but it may be for your family. So run with it. But for me and my family, it seems to be television and radio and dealing with this issue of poverty through entrepreneurship and family business. And I want to really end the show on this, talking about this a little bit more, because I gave you a huge number at the beginning, $2 trillion, the global entertainment industry. And some of you, your mind went, oh my goodness, and you shut down. You were ready to turn the show off. You were like, okay, too big. Oh no, where I'm just, I live in a small town. I'd just be happy with 3 paying gigs next summer. Okay. I want you to understand that on this journey of entrepreneurship and family business, okay, the number one asset that each of your family members own and is the most valuable asset that you'll have is your mind, the entrepreneurial mind. That's it. It's the most valuable asset that you'll possess. And you have to train that mind every single day. That I don't live in scarcity. I live in abundance. And I'm saying you're thinking and saying this even if you own 2 cloths as your clothing, as my grandmother did in Liberia. Okay? I don't care what the circumstances are. Your mindset is, I do not live in scarcity. I want you to train your mind to think and act like an entrepreneur first and then like a family business owner. There's so much in the world that is available to you. What you have to do, what I believe you have to do, is that you have to align the vision that God has given you for your family and for your family business with Him so that He can get those resources into your hands so that you can go out and change the world. And it may be through the entertainment industry. It may not be. It may just kind of touch upon it, maybe close to it, or maybe far away from it. And I respect and understand that too. I want you to do what you were created to do, what your family was born to do. So don't think limited. Don't think like, oh, well, there's already this billionaire doing my idea. No room for me. You know, I've already seen, you know, this kind of content on television. They're not really going to go for my idea. Or, you know, there are only like, I don't know, 2 major record labels left in the world. So no one's really going to have room for my little album because I can't compete with the giants. No, no, no. All of these negative thoughts, or I can't get a license, a radio license. She said broadcasting. No one can broadcast anymore unless you're, you know, this company or that company. You'll never get a license. I don't think that way. And like I also warned you, there is a vacuum being created in this industry. Just keep up with, don't keep up with the news necessarily, okay? Because I understand what that can do to a mindset. And I'm not saying ignore the news completely either. I'm saying just find that right balance for you. But what I want you to pay attention to is the entertainment industry news. What is happening to the entertainment industry? Where are all of these giants going? Why is there this vacuum? And what does it mean for me and my family? Wake up. Pay attention. That's all I'm saying. I want you to wake up and pay attention. Stop delaying your dreams. Stop putting off that business. Now, did you hear me say, oh, I get it. I want to do a music label. So tomorrow I'm just going to quit everything I have going without having any income coming in from my family to support my family. And I'm just going to do that tomorrow. That's not what you heard me say. Now, you may be called to do that. And if you are, go right ahead. But for some of you, it may take more of a transition, a little bit more research, a little bit more understanding and branding of yourself, a little bit more, you know, setting up your platform properly so that you will have people to sell to. You know, that's why I think it's just risky business personally for me to try to achieve business without God, because I have no idea. I really don't. And so for me as an entrepreneur, that's kind of like my safety belt. And so he may very well say, okay, Daphne, forget everything you did up till today. Starting tomorrow, you're leaving everything behind and you're doing X. And I'd be like, great, I am doing X. And I would be fully confident that that's what I was supposed to do. And I would absolutely do it, not looking back. Because I've had those experiences where I've tried to be, you know, stubborn and do my own thing. I fell flat and fat on my face trying to pursue life myself. So, I've been there, done that. I've learned my lesson. He says, jump. I say, great. How high, where, when? I do it now. Okay. And so for me, I need that. I cannot survive without it. But for you, I don't know what your mechanism is for understanding what it is you're supposed to do next. But definitely have a plan in place. Have a plan in place so that you can properly transition to this amazing opportunity. So what I want you to do this week, I want you to sit down with your family and I just want you to dream big. You know, record it, take a notepad out and just say, okay, everyone, let's just brainstorm ideas. If money were not an issue, if it didn't matter where we lived, what would we be doing in the entertainment industry? What are your dreams, family? And listen and have fun. Encourage one another. Don't edit people's dream during this meeting, please. Don't say, we don't have money for that. Or we're not going to move to this place to achieve that. Do not edit it. Write it down. Just write it all down and say, great. We will have a second meeting at some point in the future, even if it's like 7 days later. And we'll talk a little bit more about this and see what we want to do. Have fun with it. Have a positive energy about it. And you'll be amazed what will come to pass. Well, I hope this was inspiring for you. I feel energized. I'm like, wow, I'm ready to go. And if you want more of this, more tips, inspiration, strategies, info, cutting edge, ideas, on and on and on, definitely follow my work. I have dedicated my body of work to this, whether it's been written or through speaking. And now, like I said, transitioning more into television, and I'll definitely keep you posted on that. And you can go to my blog, daphnemallory.blogspot.com. Please like my Facebook page, daphne.mallory.esq. Like my Facebook page. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm all over the place. I write for those publications I told you about earlier Entrepreneur Magazine, the Huffington Post. You can check me out there. Google my name, Daphne Mallory, and you can catch up with me. And make sure that you continue to listen in for interviews, cutting edge ideas and stories to help your family succeed in family business. See you next time on 103.9 FM KDKI.
Three point nine is KDKI Twin Falls.